Week 2, Day 3. Why follow Jesus? We all have people we admire and want to follow in our professional or personal lives. Typically, when we see someone as a role model, we want to do the things they do to achieve the results they have. Jesus had an incredible influence on the people around him. Individuals and communities would come from all over to hear him teach about the kingdom of God and see him perform miracles. Large crowds were compelled by the things Jesus did and taught, but he was more than just a role model or a mentor. He was inviting people into a relationship with him. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Luke 14:25-27. In the gospel, there is a clear distinction between those who were merely traveling with Jesus and those who were following him. Jesus required a stronger commitment than the crowds were often willing to give, and he still does. Jesus can't be just one influence among many, alongside your mom, dad, siblings, and children. To be clear, following him will always mean loving him and loving people. Jesus doesn't want his followers to hate anybody, but here he is using hyperbole to imply our love and commitment to him should be so strong that it supersedes all other relationships. His influence over the life of his disciples must be greater than the influence of any other person, so much so that, in comparison, those others have no influence at all. The follower of Jesus will discover that he teaches us how to truly love and care for all people, and this includes family. In John 19:25-37, Jesus demonstrated this love for his family while he was dying on the cross, asking his disciple John to take over the role of caring for his mother. So even though on the surface it appears Jesus said to hate our families, he is only demonstrating that the love and commitment of following him is so much greater than loving our families. Jesus furthered his teaching on commitment with his reference to the cross. To carry the cross has to do with an attitude of being ready to endure whatever hardship or suffering that our obedience to Christ requires. This is the kind of commitment Jesus wants from his disciples. He wants our total devotion. God has always wanted his children to obey and follow him faithfully. "For when I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command: obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you." But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. Jeremiah 7:22-24. Why should followers give Jesus this kind of commitment? It seems a bit extreme. Yet, Jesus himself committed to follow the Father's will, obeying God's purpose all the way to his death on the cross. And if Jesus was willing to give this kind of commitment to his Father, even though it cost him so much, and if he desires this from us, there must be a good reason for it. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus gave us 7 I am statements. In each of these statements, Jesus proclaims something about himself and what he has to offer. Let's consider how Jesus fulfills each of these statements and understand why total commitment to him actually makes perfect sense. 1. I am the bread of life, John 6:35. Bread is a basic form of food that we eat to nourish our bodies. As bread nourishes our physical life, so Christ provides essential nourishment for our spiritual life. 2. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. Light enables the eyes to see. In a world lost in darkness, Jesus helps us as the guide. He enables us to see with an eternal perspective and purpose. 3. I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved, John 10:7-9. The gate works in 2 ways. It keeps those inside safe, and it also keeps danger out. Jesus is like a gate for his people. He secures his followers for his eternal kingdom and protects them from the evil of this world. 4. I am the good shepherd, The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:11. Jesus is committed to caring for and watching over those who are his. When sin threatened the eternal condition of his people, Jesus laid down his life as a sacrifice to remove our sin, taking on himself the punishment our sins deserved. He is the good shepherd. 5. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. John 11:25. Death may interrupt life, but it is not the end of life, for Jesus has overcome it. His ministry and personal resurrection are a powerful testimony to his authority over death. 6. I am the way and the truth and the life. John 14:6. Jesus is the only means by which we can enter into a relationship with God. He is the only source of eternal life and is the only way to truly experience life. He brings clarity to the things that matter most. We can trust his character, his teaching, and his leadership in this life. 7. I am the true vine. John 15:1, 5. As a vine gives life to the attached branches, so Jesus is the vine that gives life to those who are attached to him. By remaining attached, we find the nourishment we need to survive in this world. These are some powerful statements. In each of these declarations, Jesus provides something beneficial for his followers. These are not egotistical or self-centered statements. They're simply true, and Jesus is inviting his followers to experience these benefits through him. We can truly find spiritual nourishment, security, direction, protection, power, and life through a relationship with Jesus. This was why he came. He wants to improve our experience in this life, regardless of our circumstances, and also give us a certain and secure hope for our eternal life. Jesus showed commitment to his followers by living and dying for them. Therefore, his followers should live their lives in absolute devotion to him. Reflect and apply. 1. What people or values in your life compete with the influence of Jesus? 2. Which of the I am statements of Jesus is most meaningful to you and why? 3. Why do you think our commitment is so important to Jesus? How would you describe your commitment to him today? Prayer. Father, thank you for giving us Jesus. There is no better influence we can have than him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Help me to be more mindful of his influence throughout the day.